This article is brought to you by the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. How to use physical expression to de-escalate explosive anger in a conversation. A step-by-step body language system for diffusing rage before it destroys the room. In short, after reading this, you will know how to use physical expression to de-escalate explosive anger before it derails the conversation entirely. Ground your own body first before you try to influence anyone else. Use open, low, slow physical signals to communicate safety to a nervous system in crisis. Maintain your physical composure consistently, not just for a moment, until the heat breaks. Definition: physical expression de-escalate means using deliberate body language, posture, gestures, and facial cues to reduce explosive anger in a conversation. It works by sending nonverbal safety signals to a nervous system in fight or flight, creating the conditions needed for genuine dialogue to resume. The meeting had been tense for 20 minutes before Marcus finally erupted. He pushed back from the table, voice climbing, face flushed. His manager said all the right words. "I hear you, let's stay calm." But she was leaning forward, arms crossed tight, jaw clenched, eyes hard. The words said calm. Her body said war. Marcus only heard her body. Most people know that how you stand matters in a heated moment. What they do not know is what to actually do with that knowledge when someone is shouting and your own nervous system is screaming back at you. The gap is not ignorance. It is the sheer difficulty of controlling your physical expression when your fight or flight response has already fired. In this guide, you will get a clear, practical process for using physical expression to de-escalate explosive anger that you can apply immediately. If you want to understand the neuroscience beneath the rage, start with what is the amygdala hijack and how it silently blocks team synergy in high-pressure moments before coming back here. Why controlling your physical expression under pressure is harder than it looks. You already know you should look calm. You have known that for years. And yet the moment someone explodes at you, your shoulders rise, your face tightens, and your body betrays everything you intended. There is a real reason this happens, and it is not weakness. Here is what makes it genuinely difficult. Your nervous system responds before your brain does. When someone rages at you, your body reads threat and reacts in a fraction of a second. Controlling that physical response requires deliberate override, and that takes practice, not just intention. You are managing two people at once. You must regulate your own physical state while simultaneously reading and responding to theirs. That is a significant cognitive and physical load under pressure. Learned habits are deeply rooted. If you grew up in an environment where anger was met with defensive posture or counter-aggression, that pattern is wired in. It does not disappear because you read an article. The stakes raise the difficulty. In a low-stakes conversation, you can experiment. When your job, your relationship, or your reputation is at risk, the pressure tightens every muscle you're trying to keep loose. Stillness feels passive when you want to fight back. Opening your posture, lowering your hands, and staying quiet takes real courage when every instinct says to match the energy in the room. The goal is not to eliminate these difficulties. It is to build a system that works in spite of them. The foundation. What you need before you start. Before you begin, there are three things that need to be clear. Number one, your own body is the instrument. Every technique in this guide depends on your ability to notice and adjust your own physical state in real time. You cannot signal calm to someone else if your shoulders are at your ears and your jaw is locked. Self-awareness comes before other awareness, always. Number two, safety signals must be genuine. A forced open posture while your eyes are hard and your breath is shallow will not work. The nervous system of an angry person is exquisitely sensitive to incongruence. Your face, your breath, your muscle tension, and your stillness must all tell the same story. Half measures read as manipulation, and they will make things worse. Number three, timing matters as much as technique. The window in which physical expression can de-escalate is real, but limited. If someone has been escalating for several minutes without interruption, a physical intervention alone may not be enough. You need to recognize where the conversation is in its arc. Signs your team's amygdala hijack problem is destroying synergy in real time will help you read that arc more accurately. Get these right first. The steps that follow will not work without them. Step 1. Ground your own body before you respond. This step is the one most people skip and it is the reason most de-escalation attempts fail. You cannot regulate someone else's physical state if your own is in chaos. Before you do anything visible or deliberate with your body, you need to spend 2 to 3 seconds bringing yourself to ground. This is not a luxury. It is a precondition for every other step. Press both feet flat on the floor and feel the contact with the ground beneath you. Take one slow, quiet breath in through the nose and exhale fully through the mouth. Drop your shoulders consciously. If they were raised, notice it and let them fall. Unclench your jaw. Separate your teeth slightly and relax the muscles around your eyes. Here is what this looks like in practice. Someone raises their voice and accuses you of something unfair. Your first impulse is to lean in and defend yourself. Instead, you pause for 3 seconds. You plant your feet. You breathe. To the other person, those 3 seconds look like composure. To you, they are the difference between a response and a reaction. Once your own body is grounded, you have something real to work with. Now you can begin to use your physical presence as a tool. Step 2. Adjust your spatial distance. Where you stand or sit in relation to an angry person sends a powerful nonverbal message before you speak a word. Too close, and you register as a threat or a challenge. Too far, and you seem to be retreating or abandoning the conversation. The right distance for de-escalation is slightly further than you might instinctively want to be, about one full step back from your current position. If you're standing, take one deliberate step back and plant yourself there. Do not keep drifting. If you're seated, push your chair back slightly from the table. 2 to 4 inches is enough. Never back away rapidly. That signals fear and can actually intensify the other person's aggression. Keep your position steady once you have adjusted. Constant movement reads as anxiety. Physical distance gives an enraged person psychological space. The nervous system stops reading you as an obstacle and starts processing you as someone non-threatening. This alone can lower the temperature in the room by several degrees. This principle connects directly to how to de-escalate team conflict without destroying synergy, where spatial awareness is one of the earliest and most effective tools available. A quick note before we continue. Most people leave the hardest conversations for last and regret the words they used when they finally had them. The best-selling book 8 Right Every Time gives you 115 tested scripts for those exact moments, the ones that shape careers, relationships, and how people remember you. Get your copy at imonblackthorne.com. Now, back to the article. Step 3. Open your posture and lower your hands. This step is about what you do with your arms, hands, and chest, and it is one of the most powerful physical signals available to you. Crossed arms, hands on hips, or fingers pointing all register as threat postures. A nervous system in fight or flight reads them as aggression or defensiveness, even when you mean neither. Open posture, with your chest available and your hands visible and low, signals that you're not a danger. Uncross your arms completely and let them rest at your sides or on your thighs if seated. Turn your palms outward or upward slightly, showing the inside of your wrists. This is a deep nonverbal signal of non-aggression. Keep your hands below your waist. Hands above shoulder height register as threatening or dramatic. If you gesture while speaking, keep those gestures slow, small, and downward in direction. Here is a script for the moment you open your posture, you say nothing at first. You simply uncross your arms, let your hands fall open at your sides, and wait. Then, in a quieter voice than the room currently holds, you say, "I want to understand what's happened here. I'm not going anywhere." The open posture carries the sentence. Without it, those words are hollow. For a deeper look at this idea, I cover the connection between physical positioning and empathy in Say It Right Every Time, particularly in the context of high-stakes conversations where the body must lead the words. Your open posture tells the other person's nervous system you're safe here. Step 4. Soften your face and regulate eye contact. Your face is broadcasting constantly. In the middle of an explosive confrontation, most people's faces are doing serious damage without their awareness. A tight jaw, narrowed eyes, a furrowed brow, or a flat expressionless stare all communicate something the other person's threat detection system will respond to. Softening your face is a precise and learnable physical skill, not an instruction to smile or look passive. Consciously relax the muscles around your eyes. Imagine the skin around your eyebrows smoothing out. Let your mouth fall slightly open rather than pressing your lips together in a thin line. Slow your blink rate. Rapid blinking signals anxiety. A slower, natural blink rate reads as calm. Maintain soft, steady eye contact rather than either staring them down or looking away entirely. Looking away reads as shame or disengagement. Sustained hard staring reads as challenge. The difference between hard eyes and soft eyes is subtle, but profound. I have watched this single adjustment change the temperature of a conversation within 30 seconds. The other person does not know why they suddenly feel less threatened. They just do. This connects naturally to the emotional intelligence in feedback conversations framework, where facial regulation is a core component of staying present without escalating. Step 5. Use deliberate stillness as a signal. Most people, when confronted with explosive anger, begin to move more, shifting weight, fidgeting, nodding too rapidly, using excessive hand gestures. All of this movement reads as agitation, and agitation is contagious. Deliberate stillness is the opposite, and it is one of the most underused physical tools in a difficult conversation. When you become genuinely still, you change the energy of the room. Stop all unnecessary movement, no pen tapping, no leg bouncing, no chair shifting. Nod once, slowly, when the other person finishes a sentence. Do not nod repeatedly in rapid succession. Hold your position without fidgeting for at least 30 seconds at a time, even if it feels uncomfortable. Let silence land without filling it with physical noise. A still body in a quiet pause communicates confidence. Here is what this looks like. The other person finishes a long, angry statement. The room is loud with what was just said. You do not lean in, do not shift, do not gesture. You sit completely still for 3 full seconds before you speak. Your stillness says, I am not afraid of this moment, and I am not going anywhere. That signal does more than any sentence you could produce in those 3 seconds. The master method in Say It Right Every Time addresses this kind of mental and physical preparation for high-stakes moments in specific, usable terms. After the stillness, when you do speak, the contrast between your physical calm and the previous emotional storm is itself a de-escalation tool. Step 6. Match and gradually slow the pace. There is a physical technique called pacing and leading, and it works directly with the nervous system rather than against it. If you immediately present yourself as completely calm when the other person is in full eruption, the gap between your states can feel dismissive or even condescending to them. Instead, acknowledge their energy briefly through your physical presence, then gradually bring your own physicality to a slower, calmer register. The nervous system will often follow without conscious effort on their part. Begin by mirroring their breathing pace for 1 or 2 breaths, then consciously slow your own breath over the next 30 seconds. Match their speaking pace briefly, then begin speaking slightly more slowly than they are. Do not match their volume, match only the rhythm. If they are standing and agitated, do not immediately sit. Stand, stay still. Then slowly, a minute later, if it is appropriate, lower yourself to a seat. Invite them to sit with an open gesture, palm up. Reduce your own movement gradually rather than snapping into sudden stillness, which can feel jarring or artificial. This is not manipulation. It is meeting someone where they are before guiding them somewhere safer. It is the same principle behind how to use the empathy bridge. Before delivering critical feedback, you acknowledge the current state before you introduce a new one. Step 7. Use physical anchoring to close the de-escalation. Once the temperature has dropped, there is a final physical move that helps anchor the shift and signal that the conversation can now move forward. This step is often neglected because people assume that when the shouting stops, the work is done. It is not. The nervous system needs a clear physical signal that the danger has passed before it will fully relax. Lean forward slightly once the anger has clearly subsided, closing the distance you created in step 2. Place one hand open on the table in front of you, palm down, as a grounding gesture. Make brief, warm eye contact, and hold it for 2 seconds with soft eyes. Speak at a noticeably lower volume than the conversation has been using, which invites the other person to come down to your register. This physical anchoring is also the right moment to reconnect with how to handle conflict during meetings and how the amygdala hijack sabotages feedback conversations and what to do about it, both of which cover the verbal and relational steps. Follow once your physical de-escalation has done its work. The close of the physical de-escalation is not the end of the conversation. It is the beginning of the real one. Adapting this process for remote and video conversations. Remote video calls strip away most of the physical expression toolkit. You cannot adjust your spatial distance in any meaningful way, and your body below the chest is invisible. This context demands specific adaptation. Your face carries everything. On a video call, the other person sees your face at close range, often closer than they would in person. Every micro-expression is magnified. Conscious facial softening from steps 3 and 4 becomes even more critical. Rehearse softening your face before difficult calls, not during them. Camera framing changes your physical signals. If you are too close to the camera, you look aggressive. If you are too far back, you look disengaged. Sit at a distance where your shoulders and upper chest are visible in frame. This allows your posture and hand gestures to read clearly. Visible hands matter more than usual. In person, your hands are peripheral. On video, if you bring your hands into frame deliberately, open and low, they carry real de-escalation power. Rest them on the desk in front of you rather than keeping them hidden. Slowing your speech pace doubles in importance. Without the full range of physical cues available, your vocal pace and volume become primary nonverbal instruments. Speaking slowly and quietly on video creates the same regulatory effect that stillness creates in the room. The core process holds whether you are across a table or across a broadband connection. Only the execution changes. Common mistakes to avoid. Let me tell you about the mistakes I see most often. I have made most of them myself. The mistake: attempting to regulate the other person before regulating yourself. Why it happens: the instinct to fix the situation overrides the need to prepare for it. What to do instead? Always complete step 1 first. Ground yourself fully before you make any deliberate physical move towards the other person. The mistake: using open posture with a hard, challenging face. Why it happens: people focus on what their hands and arms are doing and forget the face entirely. What to do instead? Run a face check every 30 seconds during a heated exchange. Jaw loose, eyes soft, brow smooth. The mistake: nodding constantly to show you are listening. Why it happens: nodding feels supportive, so more feels more supportive. What to do instead? Nod once, slowly, to acknowledge a point, then stop. Rapid nodding reads as nervous agreement, not genuine understanding. The mistake: backing away too quickly when the anger peaks. Why it happens: self-preservation instinct. When someone gets loud, the body wants to create distance fast. What to do instead? Take one measured, deliberate step back and hold your ground there. Slow retreat, not rapid withdrawal. The mistake: breaking the stillness too soon to fill the silence. Why it happens: silence after an emotional eruption feels unbearable and the urge to speak is overwhelming. What to do instead? Count silently to 3 after they finish speaking. Let the stillness do its work before you introduce words. These are not character flaws. They are gaps in the system. Fix the system. Your practical checklist. Use this checklist before you begin and after each difficult conversation. I have grounded my own body before responding to the anger. My feet are planted firmly on the floor throughout the exchange. I have adjusted my physical distance to give the other person space. My arms are uncrossed and my hands are open and visible. My hands are remaining below my waist when I gesture. My facial muscles are consciously softened, jaw loose, eyes soft. I'm maintaining steady, non-confrontational eye contact. I'm using deliberate stillness rather than anxious movement. I've matched and then gradually slowed my physical pace. I'm speaking more quietly and slowly than the conversation demands. I have used physical anchoring to signal the close of the crisis. I am ready to move into verbal conversation now that the physical work is done. If you cannot check most of these, that is your starting point. Summary and next steps. You now have a complete physical expression system for de-escalating explosive anger, one that works with the nervous system rather than against it, and that you can apply in your next difficult conversation. Ground your own body first. Nothing else works without this foundation. Spatial distance is a tool. One measured step back creates psychological room for the other person. Open posture and low, visible, hand signal safety before you speak a single word. Your face is broadcasting constantly. Soften it deliberately, especially around the eyes. Deliberate stillness is more powerful than any sentence when the room is charged. Pacing and then gradually slowing your physical register guide the other person's nervous system without them realizing it. The physical close of the de-escalation, leaning in slightly with an open hand and soft eyes, tells the other person's body that the danger has passed. Once the physical de-escalation has worked, the verbal conversation can begin in earnest. Read how to handle conflict during meetings for practical structure to follow once the temperature is down. For the feedback conversations that often trigger explosive reactions in the first place, how the amygdala hijacks sabotages feedback conversations and what to do about it will give you the preparation framework you need. The body speaks first, last, and loudest. Learn to use physical expression to de-escalate with the same care and precision you bring to your words, and you will walk into difficult rooms with a kind of strength that never runs out of things to say. Frequently asked questions. What does physical expression de-escalate in a conversation? Physical expression de-escalate refers to using deliberate body language, posture, gestures, and facial cues to calm explosive anger in a conversation. When words inflame, your physical presence can signal safety, reduce threat, and give the other person room to regulate their emotions. How do you use physical expression to de-escalate anger? Move slowly, open your posture, lower your hands, soften your facial muscles, and create physical distance without retreating. These nonverbal signals communicate safety to a nervous system in fight or flight mode, which is the first step toward bringing the conversation back to a productive place. Why does physical expression matter more than words during explosive anger? When someone is in an emotional explosion, the rational brain is largely offline. Words are processed slowly, if at all. Physical signals, posture, stillness, and open gestures reach the nervous system faster and more directly than any sentence you could speak. What body language should you avoid during a conflict de-escalation? Avoid crossing your arms, pointing fingers, leaning forward aggressively, raising your hands above your shoulders, or holding sustained intense eye contact. These postures register as threats, which escalates rather than calms the nervous system response in the other person. Can physical expression de-escalate work in a remote or video conversation? Yes, with adjustments. On video, your face and upper body carry all the nonverbal weight. Sit back slightly from the camera. Keep your hands visible and open. Relax your facial muscles consciously and slow your blink rate. The same principles apply. The canvas is just smaller. How quickly can physical expression calm explosive anger? Noticeable change can happen within 30 to 90 seconds if your physical signals are consistent and genuine. Nervous systems respond to sustained nonverbal safety cues, not a single gesture. Maintain your calm posture continuously rather than briefly shifting and then reverting to tension. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit emonblickthorne.com to get your copy.